morning, Rabbi Sai. And thanks to my colleagues for enabling the shiur. We're going to go further in Pergamadir, on Dafayin Gimel into the Sugya, very Sugya, and all the Sugyas in Ksubas are the Sugya of Kitshal Kanai, the Kwantzostam. The Gemara, the Tamsa of the Gemara is the following: Itmar Kitshal Tanai, the Kwantzostam. The Gemara brings the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar, if you could put the Gemara on Dafayin Gimel up, it would be helpful. Rav Amar, Tzrichim and Get. V'Shmuel Amar, Ein Tzrichim and Get. Amar Abaye. If you go to the bottom of on Beis, for just one moment, scroll back, please. Can you scroll back
One
for a
second.
moment? What?
One second. I'm working on it. One second.
Kitchal tonight becomes a stam. Rabbah mitzricha mina get. Shmuel Omar eina tzricha imenu get. Says Rashi, Kitchal tonight, sheina lena dar. Tonight we're talking about here was that the Baal is understandably concerned that she has a nedarim, but he did not make a tanai. It was a kedushin with a tanai, but the kenisa was a stam. So the machlekes Rav Shmuel. Rav says tzrichim neget. Shmuel ain't it tzricha imenu get. Amar Abaye, lo tema taima. The Rav says you need to get. Kibun shekantzas tama chuli. Since b'shas the knisa, the tanai was not repeated again. That means he was meichel the tanai. That's not the reason. Taima the Rav who holds that the kedushin is chal. And you do need to get l'fi she'ein oda ma'ase b'ilasai b'ilas nus. We have a new chazaka. It's one of the class of what we call behavioral chazakas. And ein oda ma'ase b'ilasai b'ilas nus. And therefore, he zichar was bayel l'shem kedushin. Says Rashi. That's not the pshat. El, what's the pshat? Time Rav wouldn't get. The reason Rav holds that there's a chiva of a get. Because Sabar ain't other maisa be lost, I be lost nus. U ba'al shame kedushin. Bafila yimza alea nidarim. Even if in fact there were nidarim. Avalin mamina, but tonight. Koi, when it comes to mamina's the chiva of the ksuba, there, the tonight is still there. Shem yimza der adarim. And therefore we have a bifurcation between the Kedushin part, Ali B'Darav, and the Mamanus part. Rishayim ask a kasha. How could it be that the time of a Rav in the Gemara is a chuli acholah l'tanai? How could it be mevatel? That means b'shas chuppah, you would mevatel the tanai that ain't on the darm. How could you do that? L'chaira, the Kedushin already was nizbatel earlier because Bishas Kedushin, the Tanai was still there. And therefore, if she in fact had a darim, the Kedushin should be batel. What's pshat to say that Achlelechole Tanai? So the Rishonim deal with this in two basic mehalchim. The Ran explains that the reason that the Tanai is here is for his benefit. And since the Tanai is for his benefit, we assume that Nichlal, included in the Tanai, is a understanding that the Kedushin is totally in his ultimate Hakpada, whether or not he's going to be Makbid on the way the Kedushin works out. Lamaisa, he was Nispayes. He decided that it's okay, and he wasn't makbid on the ned or the mum, whatever his tanai was covering. The zolmaisa that is considered to be kiyum hatanai. We impute, we assume, we put into the cheshbon that by going ahead with it, that is kiyum hatanai. The tanai was fulfilled because otherwise he would not have gone ahead. The Rush is a different mahalach. The Rush says that somebody who makes a t'nai, he has a right to be mevatel it. He can always be chayzer and be mevatel the t'nai. And he says, how do we know that? He says, there's a well-known yesod that the koyach of the t'nai to be mevatel ha'maisa can be understood in several ways. The pashut way of understanding it is that without the kiyum of t'nai, there's no maisa. The maisa is not considered to be anything. That's not the pshat, says the Rush. The pshat is the maisa mitzad atzmar was a valid maisa, and it's royu lihiskayim. But the yesod of the parsha of Tanoim was that the Torah was mechadish, it is the koyach with the Tanai to be mevatel a maisa. In the parsha of Tanoim, embedded in the parsha in the Torah and parsha's Maasai, was embedded a koyach. Torah gave a koyach to a Tanai, koyach to a condition to be mevatel a maisa. And then Mela says the Rosh in the Teshuvah and Klal Lamed Hey, if that's the case, if it can be mevatel a tlai, so we are back to asi dibur, a mevatel dibur. The t'nai is a dibur. His action that he wants to refacilitate is a dibur, is asu dibur u mevatel dibur. And memela, according to the Rush, the t'nai in our sugya is nizbatel legamri, not because, like the Ran learns, it's nechshav lekiyum t'nai. No, it's mevatel me'en asu dibur mevatel dibur. Let's see quickly the Ran inside, and then we'll see how the Achrayim explain this. The Ran and the Rush. The Ran is in the paragraph v'im taimar heichim machol t'nai. Ask the Ran yeshleimar. Even shall hanasa make it a little bigger if you can. Hisna ein daitai she is batel kedush miyad. That's not what he wants. We're waiting for his behavioral actions to explain what is really his mindset. Line five. Yeshleimer, after the Yeshleimer. Adavar tali ad shiyeda b'nedarim ad shiyira b'mumin. B'chol shloi hikba b'hem mikudeshes. Whatever is that mak, but is mikudeshes. Ad kan shitas haran. And therefore the Ran holds, this is gufa nechshel kiyum tonight. The Rush, if we can go back to the Tshuva to Rush, the Rush says, no, it's midin, asa dibur u mevatel dibur. Line 8 or 9. And he brings in a raya kigain, etc., etc. Without going into the details of that case. And he says, why? He says, I'll tell you why. Because this is the yesod of what Hilchos the Parsha of Tanoim is all about. Why is that? Mishum de mitanai b'nei God. And here's the Rush's vart. She has koyach b'tanai lebatel maisa. Even if lays guy b'tanai, I feel like kafle l'tanai. Thus licked in this yisoid. And here he explains at the end. Kivin shekido maisa b'fnei atzma yirel l'skayim b'loy kiyim b'tanai. Afina time gabne Reuben yachol levatul atnayu shemaisa neatzam ein kiyam maisa tolim bay debedirba ba'almahu va'asi dibur debitol hatnay umevatul dibur shel hatnay nimsa maisa gai. Yeah, I'm at the end of the paragraph. This is the shita of the Rush, which is shita mechudeshes. Ask the Rabbi Chanan, how could that be? He asks Lamaisa, the Ran's Kasha. But the Gemara says, the time of Shalrav, Shemachul Echol Etanai, how can he be Mavatal Etanai Meshas Echupa? The Kedushin was already in his battle. And says, Bochanan asks basically the Ran's Kasha on the Rush. If in the Sugya, Mechilas Tanai works, Midin Bittel Tanai, Achli achli means bitul tanai, which is what the Rush is saying. Hey, how can you be mevachel at that point? It's too late. Lamaisa, it was the kedushin was written as batal. So how can it be done? Says Rabbi Chanan, when this is muchach, when the Rush that asi dibur and maisa dibur works l'mafreya. The Rush is decided that in the Parsha of Tanoim, you get to have this din of achule achle bidin osin dibur matal dibur. It's not just mikan laba, because otherwise the Ran's Kasha would be shver. It's too late. It actually works l'mafreya. And it turns out that l'mafreya, the Tanai, was nizbatel before the Kedushin. And therefore, the Kedushin is chal. Let's see it inside. Kashlo das a rush. Denoy nem the gam tonight love it circle little may nay good me ruve have kimchik should find his battle of condition. Yes, the kasha the rounds kasha on the root on the rush. If nay so how you bum moment ma yael achakach bit let tonight. Too late. Tzalach leimer akarchach that the rush is swara that bit let tonight works. Mikayach asidibur mevatel dibur that even has a reach lemafreya. To say that Asid Dibur Mavatal Dibur and is Pshat Nechulei Echol and Tanai is a chiddush, but to say that it works L'mafreya all the way from the beginning is Nachagresser Chiddush. Says Rabbi Chanan, if you look in the Tshuva Sarash, in the Tshuva Sarashba, it would seem. That it would seem that the Rashi doesn't agree with this either, and therefore we have a problem. Aim is far Nishmash McCain and Svetan some for Shuvah Sarajba, which indicates the Rashi did not learn like this Yisayid of Asi Dibur Mavatal Dibur Afilu Mafreya. The Florizovsky, Meir Rabbi, brings a grach, brings Reb Chaim. And he says, if you go with this mahalach, you can explain a machlekes in the Ram Narayim. Ram's Paskins, in order to be Michael tonight, you don't need Adam. And the Rabbit says, Mechilas Atanai requires Edom. Explains Reb Chaim that the Machlekesin around the Ravid is taller than the Machlekesin around the Rush. So the Ravid like the Rush. That Mechila is Mayel Midin Bitul. Asidibu Mavatul Dibur. If that's the case, the Mechila is a Chalais. Having one Dibur is Mavatul the second Dibur. Kortra Machoran, maybe even Lamafreya. Such a Chalais can't be done by its own. It requires Edom. You're trying to create a new metzias of uprooting a previous chalais. Such a thing requires Edom. Because at the end of the day, what you're effectuating here is a darsha v'erba. In darsha v'erba, pachas mishnayim. You need Edom. The Rambam, who holds that you don't need Edom, holds like the Ran. that the aside of the sugya here is that the mechila is kiyamatanai. And if that's the case, okay, so it's just kiyamatanai. It doesn't require, right? Bittul of a chalais. That leads into a destruction of a davar erva. Why does that need zaydim? Because the Ravid is learning like the Rush, that it's a chalais, it's a asa dibur vat libur. The Rambam learns like the Ran, that the Yisayid is, that this is considered to be mechila, is kiyama tonight. I don't need him for that, because we don't have any outside intervention necessary for a kiyama tonight. Or any outside jurisprudence of Edom. Hikshu achreinim. The Hashem Tanai, the Avrahu of Kranes Batla Kedushin, Beich Yoyel, Achkach, Bitlatlai. I don't know why he says Achreinim, it's really the Rishayim's Kasha. So, B'chaymet Shiurim, Sham Tirits, next paragraph, to give him the Chal HaBitl Mafreya, and the Dunki Loya Tanai, Ma'ilam B'kilu Kedushin B'loya Tanai. Is that there was never a Tanai in the first place. Teretz Kashal Halmoy, says Rav Shmuel. And where do we find that Lamafreya should be that it never was? Chayre should only be Mekan Labba. Let me tell you outside, because I don't know if we'll have time to go through the entire limbud. I'm going to go into the Chaim, which makes me click strangle around in a moment, but let's first tell you Shmuel's Mahalak. He says that Lamaisa, there's no machlekes here between the Rush and the Ran. He says the Rush really is understood with the Derech of the Ran. He says that when a person makes a Tanai, the Tanai includes, by definition, a inherent clause that the Yisayid of the Kiyum of the Dover depends in libesayif, this person will be much more than that. But he says the Rush takes the Ran one step further. And he says the Rush learns that there's two separate dinim in the sugya of choli machal and tanoi. First of all, one way of understanding it is if at the end of the day he wasn't makbid, that's considered to be kima tanoi. The second is, let's say he is makbid. If he is makbid, then the tanai becomes batal not lamafreya. The tanai becomes batal mikan laba. Why does it work? Because the site of hilchos tanaim in the parshas tanaim was that all tanaim are contingent, and it's tolui va'omed until the person can be machlit whether or not he's makbid or not. Says Rav Shmuel, in Simon in base at the beginning Aleph and Gimel, he says this is the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. As we said earlier, let's see the Rambam inside. Hamakadosh al Tanai, Tish Zayin Chav Gimel. Chazar Acha Kamiyam Bitl Etanai Afal Pisha Bitl Beinah Lebeina Shalev Ifnei Edim Bitl Etanai. Pesach, page 99. Vahara ehi mekadesh estam. Zok the Ravid. Ein kas of a Ravid, ein oi kain. Ela im kain, kans estam be'edim. Dabli kamayshu bitle tanai be'edim. So this is the machlaikis between the Rav and the Ravid. It says Rav Shmuel, muva b'shem agrach. Page 100. We cited this from Chaim, is both in the Berachah Shmuel and the Kisvei Grach, and Ksubis, and in various other places. He says, goes through the site of what Achule Bitle Tanai is, and he says, Avad the Ram holds, you don't need Edom. Why? Because if you look on the page 101, he's a mover pshitus about 10 lines down. The ain't tzarich edim b'shas bittel etanai. The mashkas rama ubittel etanai. Kavanah shem machal olav. Ain't a makbid b'kiyumay. I'm on page 101. V'loch ain't tzarich edim b'zeh kivnei na bittel edim b'chodesh. It's not a new thing. V'loy shum chalais naisif. Page 101. So scroll down, please. On the right side, okay. Freeze it. You went too far. I misled you. Right there. Freeze after the parentheses. Why does the Rambam hold you don't need Adam? The mishmashkas around bitlat tonight kavanah shemachal all of ainu makbuk yumayin doesn't need this kima tonight anymore. Lachy ain't tzarich edim bezet kivud ainu bitlini mechludushu. Just a carrying out, says Reb Chaim, of the previous das that we know he wanted. Loi shum chalais noisif to leave a davish be'erva. The bitl v'mechila igloy milsim afreya. It's just carrying out of what his mindset was. Previously, Taldas Kane Lahisna Mikara. I'd say Gufa Kima tonight. Or, as we said earlier, maybe this Mamsha Kima tonight. However, the Ravid, Tarchlaimit's bit finds a Mechila Sinai. So the Ravid holds like the Rush. Vadim Mechila Sinai, Ik Oidin Bitla Tanai. Vuinin Mechludish, Mevatl Ata Tanai, Sha'asa Kaidim, which means that he's creating a new Chalais. That's not the reason. Why is that? And the Rush goes on to be quoted here in the Reb Shmuel, as we said earlier. So let's recapitulate what I say, because we have here, as always, a large amount of big yesodis crammed into a small space. So the Gemara here brings on the yesod of Kitchal Manasu Kansistam. He made it tonight, L'chatchila. His mindset was, Amanash Elon Nadar Moy Mumin. And at the Knesa, there was no such tonight. So it's Machlech Tzin Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds you need a get. The Kedushin is a full Kedushin. And Shmuel holds no get because L'Charido is no Kima Tanai. Says Abaya, the reason why Rav holds that you need a get, because Achule Achle Tanai, not the reason. He wasn't Mechel Tanai. The reason is Ein Adam Eisebi Lasei Bilas Nus. So the Ron asks the Kasha, how can it be possible that a chulei achle tanai? How can it be meichel and be vatle tanai at b'shas kedushin was ready his battle? Because he said I'm a national woman. The tanai was still there. How could you later come and be mevatlet? So there's two malachim that are shining. The Ram's halach is that since the tanai is his option, therefore we assume that his mindset is that I am going through this without being makbid. If I'm makbid, no kedushin. If I'm not, since I was despised in the end and I decided to go through with it anyway, and he wasn't makbid on the nether on the mum, that gufa is nechshav kiyam tanai. And the Rush says, no, The Kayak tonight's Mivatla Mice is not because Belay Kima tonight the mice is not Klub. The Mice inside Atzma is Royal Liskayim. The Torah is Machadish is the Kayak tonight's Mivatla Mice. The Mela. The Mela you can be Mivatla tonight becomes from the Asi Dibur or Mivatla Dibur. Says Rabbi Chanan, if that's the case, the Kasha is still Shver. Because if Mechilas Tanai helps Midin Bittel Tanai, how could you be bottled later? It's too late. Says Rabbi Chanan, is Muchach, that the Rush holds, that it even works, Lumafreya, even though it is not Mustaver. And as he saw, he said the Chubas Rajba holds Nishtazai. Rabbi Shmuel learns that the sight of the Rush is no consistent with the Ran, but on another level. First, it's Nichol and the Tanai that there's a built-in question whether he needs to be if he's Makbid or not. But there's two different dinim. If at the end of the day he's not Makbid, that is Kima Tanai. If he is Makbid, then the Tanai is in his battle, but not Lamafrey Mekan Labo. Why? Because built into Tanai is his Ihakpa. What's an afkamina between the Mahalach of the Rosh and the Mahalach of the Ran? Says Reb Chaim, Machlekes between the Rambam and the Raibin, if you need Eidim. Rambam Paskins, you do not need Eidim to be Mevatel Tanai, even though you're Makadosh Isha on the base of the Tanai. And the Raibin, oh, you need Eidim. Explains Reb Shmuel, B'Shem de Grach, move of Berkah Shmuel. But the aside of the Machlekes in the Rambam said you don't need Eidim, and the rival that holds, but you do need Eidim, is that the Ravid learns like the Rush, that Bittel Tanai is Bittel Mamish, Asadibur Mabatel Dibur.
All right, guys, when you're on mute.
Yeah, I'm just finishing here. And Reb Chaim therefore says that the Yisayda, the Machlaikas between the Ram and the Ravid, is the Machlaikas between the Rush and the Ran, whether the Kiyam of the Tanai is a the Bittel of the Tanai is a new Chalesh Din, which is a Davar Sheberver according to the Ravid, which require Eidim, or whether or not it's not a Chalesh Din, it's totally on this Mahalach, do I go with the Ran? That the Maisa, it's considered to be Kiyama Tanai, or Doga with the Rush, will hold that it's the Mikayach, Din inherently Kayach Tanai. I counter by say, take a look at the Rav Shmuel's, which laid all out, Kedark Lakodish, beautifully, and Mamish Vasudik. Everybody have a good week. We'll see you Mitzvah next week. Shalom Aleichem.